Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. For speaking of a time when all the people are around Jerusalem in the siege, that reminds us of what Revelation tells us. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. this in the treatment of Messiah. And once that happens, we see in that day there shall be a fountain open in the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness. That fountain for sin and uncleanness comes after there's repentance, after the God is sorrow. And it shall come to pass in that day, say to all the folks, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. And it shall come to pass that when any shall yet prophesy, then his father and his mother that began shall say to him, thou shalt not live, for thou speakest lies in the name of Jehovah. And his father and his mother that began shall thrust him through when he prophesies. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed every one of his vision when he is prophesied, neither shall they wear a rough garment to deceive. But he shall say, I am no prophet, I am a husbandman, for man taught me to feed cattle for my youth. And one shall say to him, what are these wounds in thy hand? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Now, I'm going to say that that last sentence is confusing to me, because it seems to be connected to the false prophet, but it seems like we could easily see some connection to the one true prophet. And the next sentence, we know, is about the one true prophet. So, and I say confusing to me, it's confusing to lots and lots of people that study the Bible literally a lot. I would say that there is only one true meaning for it, but we can't, I don't know that we can truly understand it. It's one of those places that Peter says, it's not the end of the world if we misunderstand that. If we think of it as a false prophet who's saying, oh, these wounds are from my friends, and that means that helps cause Zechariah to think of the true prophet who would be betrayed by his friend earlier, already transitioning to the true prophet. Either way, we see further that the true shepherd would be stricken. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saying Jehovah of hosts. Here we see that it was God that smote Christ. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the lands, say Jehovah, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Seems to be moving forward to the tribulation time period, and 2/3 of the people will be cut off, 1/3 left. And I will bring the His